Roddington's been on your radar today as well.
Well, yeah, the other interesting story, I think, is the collapse of Allco Finance Group. And where this one is so sexy is that the board of Allco Finance Group, I mean, Allco Finance Group is, it's a big property company. They own lots of aeroplanes and rail and this sort of stuff and ships. And they've basically run aground. And and they've got, you know, $12, $13 billion of debt in their various empire, in their various funds, in the company itself. But if you look at the board, you've got a fellow called Gordon Fell, who lives in a $30 million waterfront mansion in Sydney and is the chairman of Opera Australia. You've got another guy called David Coe, who lives in a $50 million Vaucluse waterfront mansion and is the chairman of the Museum of Contemporary Art in Sydney, one of the big Sydney trophy institutions to be on. Independent directors include Bob Mansfield, John Howard's great mate, former chairman of Telstra, and Sir Rod Eddington, who is, you know, one of the doyens of Australian business, who just today has been appointed by the Rudd government as chairman of Infrastructure Australia, and he chairs Kevin Rudd's business advisory group. Now, frankly, I think that with the scandal that has happened with at Allco, with a whole bunch of disclosures not being made, I think that the Rudd government should be setting the corporate plod onto ASIC in terms of things that weren't disclosed quickly enough. Instead, they've said to one of their luminary directors, come and chair Infrastructure Australia.
Yes.
And Sir Rod is already the busiest man in Australia.
Very busy.
I mean, think about Rod's current CV. He's also on the board of Rio Tinto, which is fighting off the world's biggest, Australia's biggest ever takeover battle with BHP. He's also the lead independent director of News Corporation. So for all those people who say, you know, there's $50 billion of non-Murdoch money in News Corp, who's looking after us? Well, Sir Rod's the man. He's the chief guy who's looking after the independent directors at News Corp. And he's also chairman of Melbourne Major Events, so he's landing big events for us here in Melbourne. He's also doing the BRACS government's review on whether they link up the Eastern Freeway with the Tulla. So he's doing a massive review into a $10 billion infrastructure project in Melbourne. He's got this massive crisis at Allco, which is damaging his reputation substantially. And he said today, well, Allco's imploding. There goes the rep, I guess. But, oh, I'll do another gig. I'll chair Infrastructure Australia as well. So there you go.
Well, when you get that sort of invitation, how do you say no? How do you, particularly on such a day?
He's also chairman of JP Morgan Australia,
well,
which has got a $2 billion loan exposure to Centro. So he's a busy, busy man.
He is busy, as are you, and yet you've made time to come in today, and I'm very, very grateful for that.